you don't know who's on the team yet. So as a special teams coach, maybe you don't know exactly who you have to work with. How does that complicate OTAs for you? And I guess maybe training camp as well.
Not really. I mean, you know, I use everybody. And so it's easy to fill out a three deep per team. So, you know, the guys that are returning might not get as many as they normally would. But, you know, we try to get a look at all the young guys that are third on the depth chart. And, you know, over the last 2 years, I went back and looked at the depth charts, and there's a lot of guys in OTAs that started out as threes, Rodney McLeod, Darren Bates, Ray Armstrong, Cody Davis, and now they're starting for us, you know, really all last season. So, yeah, we just get everybody a couple reps and check out any new guys that might give us some new blood.
Speaking of new blood, how's Michael Sam doing? He said he didn't do a lot of special teams in college, and how's he transitioning?
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, for guys that haven't done it, you know, in professional punt protection, professional punt return is different than what they've even seen, even if they did play in college. So there's an adjustment as far as the learning, the technique. But, I mean, all the young guys are gung-ho, and they'll pick it up fast. But it's new for them, especially when they're going against the returners that have really gotten really good at some certain techniques where they maybe have the advantage.
He mentioned he wants to lose a few pounds just to maybe add some speed for special teams. Is that something that you're encouraging as well?
I haven't talked to him about that, but I think he knows that it's a fine line because he needs some weight to play D-end, but there's no doubt lighter weight helps you run better on teams. So it's kind of finding that fine line between having enough weight to play D-line but having enough off you to play teams, because speed is the name of the game on teams.
The year you guys had in coverage last year, I mean, how do you follow that up or maybe try to maintain some of that success?
Yeah, you know, we had a good year covering the ball. We haven't even talked about last year at all this year. We got a lot of guys returning, which is great. And obviously when we get to training camp and into the season, we'll talk about improving on what we did. You know, I know that's going to be a good challenge because I thought we did a pretty good job. But with the guys that are returning – and have a year. Sorry, you got a water there? Sorry, fellas. I've been running out there. Woo. Sorry. So with the guys returning, hopefully we can pick up where we left off and even improve on that. Because part of last year, you know, the first 8 games, we had almost all new bodies out there covering. So with those guys returning, yeah, I'd expect improvements on what was a pretty good cover game last year.
It was a league, pretty good. It was a league. You set a league record, coach, for returns. So better than pretty good.
Yeah. I think we set an all-time net. Yeah. So we got to set it again.
So brag on your guys a little bit. It's a little better than pretty good. Wasn't it?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, I think 7 or 8 of our players on punt team were rookies, and you know they're coming back, so I'd expect us to be better.
Hecker, I guess you just want more of the same. I mean, he was a big part of that.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he was really good. And obviously the goal is to be better. You know, I mean, you look at an all-time net punt record, got to be better. I mean, you don't want to be worse than that. So, I mean, that's a high standard. And Johnny even knows there's some things that I'm not going to tell you that we've talked about where he can improve, and he knows he can improve. And if we make improvements in a couple of those things that we've talked about that I don't want to say because it might, you know, give away some different things, but yeah, there's room for improvement.
And obviously you have a known quantity in Tavon, but you're still maybe looking for a kickoff return. It looks like you got among these young guys some options there to sort through, huh?
Yeah, I mean, today we did kickoff return, and you know, I think Pede back there gives us a great, you know, burst and a ball handler. You know, Givens, Veltung, Reed, a couple young guys that you could throw into the mix. Mason, you know, did it at Auburn. So everybody will get a couple cracks at it. And I'm very optimistic about our kickoff return or whoever that might be.
Would you like to alleviate that part for Tavon, just not having him have to do both?
Yeah. I mean, I think we got great candidates that can do it, that can maybe take a couple of reps off him per game from the kickoff return standpoint.
You know, Dante Spencer had a pretty good career down in McNeese State as a returner. Talk to us a little bit about what you see out of him.
Yeah, Deontay, he's, you know, a Tavon build, great quickness, great ball skills, and, you know, we really have quite a few candidates to do that. So it's good. It'll be competitive, and guys will be juiced up to, you know, probably not take any knees in the preseason when they get their rep.
So, I mean, speaking of Pete, just how has he kind of picked up where he left off in terms of special teams?
I mean, I'm really glad you asked me that. Pete has, gosh, I think about him a lot, and his development. You know, around midseason last year, how he really committed to special teams and not only was a contributor, I mean, he was a high-impact guy for us. And I think a lot of people are going to see a lot of growth out of that guy, not only on teams, and I can't speak for offense, but I just imagine with his maturity, his work ethic, his ability, I'd imagine he's going to have a fantastic preseason and really be a good guy. I could speak on him a lot, how proud I am of him and his work ethic and his contributions last year, especially on special teams.
These last couple of years with these condensed off-season, especially the OTAs and whatnot, is it hard to get enough time? Because you're looking at a lot of people, maybe 75 guys on the team or something.
No, I mean, Coach Fisher gives us a lot of time on teams. I think, you know, we have a good amount of practice time. We go pretty high speed, you know, not a lot of reps. Everybody gets a chance. We got meeting time, so... I know the rules have changed, but it doesn't feel like it's different. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe because Coach Fisher, you know, has a good emphasis on teams. It's important to him, and we got all the time we need to get whatever we got done.
And I know Greg didn't kick today, but could you talk a little bit about maybe his season last year and his development going forward?
Yeah, we kicked, you know, twice a week, you know, during the OTAs. He just didn't do it today. I think he was 26, 28, you know, made about 13 in a row, missed two, then made 13 in a row. If that's right, I'm not sure. So the other thing, too, the last three games of the season, I think every kickoff he hit was out of the end zone. So from his first year to his second year, he got stronger this past year, I think, as the season went on, compared to the first year where maybe he just kind of got overused and it was a long year and maybe he weakened. So, you know, a mature guy going in his third year, you know, building as the season gets going and improving as the season goes on. I'd expect him to do that again, and I was proud of him last year.
What do you think of the experiment with the kickoff? What, they were going to move it back where it'd be a 38-yard kick.
Oh, the extra point.
Excuse me. Yeah, where is it now? They moved it closer.
I think in the second preseason game they're going line of scrimmage 20. So that would be a 38-yard field goal for just about every team. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. I'd imagine our percentage wouldn't change. You know, from the 38-yard line compared to a 20-yarder. You know, but I'm sure it will for a lot of teams. You know, not a lot, but enough to maybe make a difference. I think it's fun, you know. Yeah. Try it.
Yeah. No big deal, though, huh?
No big deal. Yeah. No. Shouldn't be.